Om Shanti. A very warm welcome to everyone to our much awaited program in the lineup for the Double Foreigners, a conversation with Sheila Ben and Didi Dr. Nirmala. And also we'd like to extend a warm welcome to all the first timers. How many of you are first timers here? Okay, a very warm welcome to all of you.
Come near.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to extend a warm welcome and congratulations to all the first timers and for joining us. And we are indeed very much fortunate and honored to have with us Didi. And I'm sure only a very few of us may not have met her, but just to give you a brief intro, Didi is our regional coordinator of Australasia, and she's the head of Gyan Sarovar. And we are also equally fortunate to have with us Sheila Ben, despite her busy schedule. Thank you. And she came to Baba as a child and has been Baba's right hand since then, and she's based in Pandabhavan. And just to give you one step further, during the Avyat Bapdada's Milan, it was her voice that enlightened many of us English-speaking souls who were clueless when Baba spoke in Hindi, and we would still smile until her translation came, and then we understood what was the joke Baba was saying. Right? So, anyway, today, why is this part of the program so special? Because we invite Didi and Sheila Ben to think aloud their thoughts and insights, share with us their insight into their journey to the destination Bab Saman. Didi and Sheila Ben, please. Okay, so we'll be having Didi and Sheila Ben to take us through the journey into how we could reach the destination of Bab Saman. The first question to you, Didi, is how would you define Bab Saman practically?
Om Shanti. Our aim is to follow Brahma Baba and become like Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba is incorporeal and unique, whereas Brahma Baba was in body and he became equal to Shiv Baba. So Brahma Baba had balance of being in body and remaining avyakt, bodiless. Looking at everybody, because he was staying with his Laukik family most of the time, but having totally Alaukik and divine vision, equal love for everybody, unconditional love for everybody. And his main quality was unlimited. He was not limiting to few children who were around him, but his vision was far-sighted, thinking about future, what would be the service, future service, and he had total balanced life. On one hand, he was economic. On other hand, he was generous. On one hand, he was considering himself instrument. That Baba is Karavanar, I am instrument. So very light and carefree. But at the same time, he was responsible. He had that total detached attitude. Detached from his body, relations, and the old world. So his surrender was complete light from the beginning. He didn't keep anything for himself. He made sisters as trustees. So he had total disinterest for the old world. And he was full of all virtues, powers. So he was very humble. And he had such a power of transformation. Means if anybody insulted him, he maintained self-respect. Anybody was defaming him, criticizing him, so just as he says in the Murali, those who defame you, consider them your friend, embrace them. And that was not just his teaching, but he was embodiment of Baba's all teachings. So he was really being master, almighty authority, master ocean of love, peace, happiness, etc. But that was his final stage.
Shilupin, how would you define Baba Saman practically?
Om Shanti. First of all, I would like to welcome all of you to Madhuban. I have not been able to really contact you much because I was away and I came back only day before yesterday from Calcutta. And so it's my first meeting with y'all in this group. So welcome on my behalf to Madhuban. It's a very practical question about how to define Bap Dada practically. So Bap Saman means equal to the father. And equal to the Father means equal to Brahma Baba, equal to Shiv Baba, Bap Dada. And equal in all ways. Just as Shiv Baba is always soul conscious, we also take that inspiration from Shiv Baba to become constantly soul conscious. Brahma Baba had to make effort because he was in the body. Although some say how to be soul conscious, how to be soul conscious, it's not possible to be soul conscious because we are in the body and the body does pull, especially when there is pain in the body, the pull of the body is no less. But then Brahma Baba was an example. Although he went through an operation, but it never revealed from his face that he was a patient. Once after the operation, the next day the doctor came to inquire about the patient's health. And instead of the doctor asking Brahma Baba, how is your health, how do you feel? It was Brahma Baba who asked the doctor, Doctor, how are you? How are you? So how are you? It should be the doctor who should ask the patient, but here the patient asked the doctor. And the doctor was surprised that how this patient is such a special one. Because Baba used to practice a lot being soul conscious. He would wake up very early in the morning and practice being soul conscious. He would talk to Baba and take the inspirations from Baba for the whole day. So he was always connected with Shiv Baba. There was never a time when that he was not connected with Shiv Baba. So to become Bap Saman means to follow Brahma Baba accurately. Very often we are so confused what to do, what not to do. Should we do this or should we do that? Should we do it or should we not do it? So the best method for really understanding what to do is just bring Brahma Baba there in that situation and find out what would Brahma Baba do in that particular situation. So whatever Brahma Baba would do, I should do the same. This is following the Father accurately in His footsteps. As Didi was saying, how Brahma Baba faced so much defamation. So we also face defamation, not that we don't. But then how Brahma Baba was so brave. He did not take it very seriously or he did not lose his stage, although people defamed him. And Baba mentions that in the Murlis, and how people used to defame him. And in one recent Murli, Brahma Baba is telling Shiv Baba, Baba, before you came in my body, this one was given so much respect in the society. But after Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma Baba, how people did not understand that how this is God's work. And they started defaming Brahma Baba. So Brahma Baba would tell Shiv Baba, Baba, what is this? Before you came, this one was given so much respect in the society. But now I'm being defamed. So it's because of Shiv Baba, no? Otherwise Brahma Baba would not be defamed if Shiv Baba would not have been in his body. But then Shiv Baba would very simply, very jokingly or very lightly say, child, on the path of devotion, you also defamed me a great deal, didn't you? By calling me omnipresent, present in everything, in stones and pebbles and all that. You defamed me so much. And now, okay, for my sake, if you take that defamation, it doesn't really matter. So how Brahma Baba would take it so lightly. Otherwise people can take it in a very strong way. So whatever happened, Brahma Baba would always say, I'm an instrument. So we have to do the same. So what Brahma Baba did, that I have to follow. If I keep this in my mind, I will be really becoming Bap Saman in a practical way.
Thank you, sister. Yeah, so we take away with some points from the definition that both of them have shared. Balance, equal vision, and also follow Brahma Baba. Yeah, so thank you for that. And maybe here we'd like to have some indicators to confirm where we are in our journey to becoming Bapsaman in terms of behavior, consciousness, or words. Can you share with us some indicators, Sister Sheila?
Okay, so as I mentioned that, as a question is, what are some of the indicators that confirm we are becoming Bapsaman, behavior, consciousness, words, etc. So, as I mentioned that, always bring Brahma Baba in front of you. What Brahma Baba did, I have to do the same. If Brahma Baba would not do this, I also should not do it. So what would Brahma Baba say? Even if somebody shouted at Brahma Baba, got angry with Brahma Baba, but Baba was never angry, never, never, never. Once somebody asked me, did Brahma Baba ever get angry? Because some of his children were very mischievous too, no? All they used to create obstacles. But Brahma Baba never got angry. He would always say, well, children, this is all drama. Kingdom is being established, and in this kingdom we need all types of status. So somebody is going to become a world sovereign, somebody will become a subject, somebody will become a servant. So it doesn't matter, children, because no one is alike. In today's Murli also Baba said, who is a real knowledgeable soul? The one who understands the deep secrets of the drama. That each one's part is unique. No two actors are the same. So if we understand this, how can I expect somebody else to do like me? Not just do like me, but even think like me. Because each one's thinking is different, each one's speaking is different, each one's doing is different. Everything is different because karma different, fate different, fortune different, part different. And therefore we appreciate this difference and enjoy this drama. So Brahma Baba really enjoyed the drama. Although of course he had to face many situations, but then he knew it is Shiv Baba who is the real backbone, the real support. And therefore he never, never took it as a burden. He always felt that Baba is with me, Baba will take care, and he is responsible, I'm only an instrument, and therefore Brahma Baba remained light all the time. So Baba says that if we are wanting to become Bapsaman, we have to understand what Brahma Baba did during different situations, and thereby we also do it likewise. So if I'm really doing that in my behavior, in my consciousness, in my words, then definitely I'm becoming Bapsaman.
Okay. Same question. Om Shanti. Baba was always soul conscious and was always aware I am the father of humanity. So he was looking at everybody as his children. And he was always remaining beyond everything. And everybody used to feel that this is our father. Because his attitude was, you are my children, so whoever used to come used to feel he is our father. And naturally, when we come to this divine family with this new Brahman birth, there is that feeling, Mama, Baba are our mother and father. And he used to speak sweetly, softly and essential, just as he advises us to speak sweetly, softly and essential. So his behavior was giving us a feeling that we belong to him. And whoever used to come used to feel, I am child. And even he used to feel, whether there was minister or whatever IP, VIP used to come in front of him, he used to say, hey son, hey daughter, etc. So they also used to feel the same.
Thank you, Didis. Now, maybe we move on to ask this question for on behalf of those of us who have been in this journey for a shorter time, or maybe just started. Will, you know, Bab Saman seem like a very high destination? Will we be able to reach in time?
So, as she has asked, so how about those of us that have been on this path a shorter time? Many are new ones, some are very old ones, some may be 25, 30 years in Gyan, and some may be just even 6 months in Gyan. So, or have just started our path, will we be able to reach in time? Baba says, time is very short. So what about those who have come late? Although Baba hasn't yet put up the board of too late, but still the board of late has already been put up. So, but Baba always gives us a margin. Baba says, if you have come late, never mind. You will get grace marks, extra marks for having come late. Because actually none of the seats have been occupied. None of the seats. It's just like musical chairs games, no? The game of musical chairs. All the chairs are empty, are vacant. Only was Brahma Baba and Mama, their chairs have been already fixed that they will become the first Lakshmi Narayan. Not even second Lakshmi Narayan are fixed. Baba hasn't said anything about all these different status. So when no other seat is fixed yet, even those who come late can take that seat. I remember once one brother, he was a very humorous brother, so he told me, I want to meet Daddy, please come and translate for me. So I said, what do you want to ask? He said, I know, I will ask Daddy. I said, okay. So I took him to Daddy Ji, and you know what he asked Daddy Ji? Daddy Ji, you are so great, Daddy Prakash Mani. You are so wonderful. He started praising Dadiji. And he said, Daddy, I'm sure you will become second Narayan. I'm sure you will become second Narayan. So Daddy looked at him in a very surprising way. Daddy said, who said it? Baba did not say yet. Baba hasn't said yet that I will become Sri Narayan. Even you can become Sri Narayan. And he was so shocked. He was so shocked that, oh, I can become Sri Narayan. And he said, but how can I become Sri Narayan? Dadi said, why not? Even you can become, because no one status has been declared yet, except Baba and Mama, no one. And all the chairs are vacant. So you can surely do that. But then he asked, but how can I do that? Dadi said, yes, although you have come late, you can still gallop ahead. There are many who came many, many years ago, but then how they were taken away by Maya, then even if they came back, of course, they could not be the same. But you are new in Gyan, but if you have understood Baba's Gyan accurately, if you are paying full attention to your dharana, you are a good yogi soul, you are obeying Baba's all principles, disciplines, then you can go ahead of even those who are many, many years in Gyan, because no seat has been occupied yet. And you can become Sri Narayan, why not? So he was like, surprised and wonderstruck and started looking at Dadi. So Dadi then told him, don't worry, you can surely become, and Baba hasn't fixed anyone's status yet. So do not get distressed, or do not feel that I cannot become. You can, and you just start making effort now. Forget the past. Start making effort in such a way that you gallop ahead. Because Baba gives a very beautiful blessing to the new ones. last, so fast, so first. So you are last, so fast, so first. And you can go first, you can go ahead of those who are many years in jnana. And also, Baba gives a very beautiful blessing to the older ones. Baba says that you are old is gold because you have molded. But some who couldn't mold, they have even failed. And if they fail, they cannot really get that high status. But you have come late and you can gallop ahead and you can get that high status and be even better than those who are many, many years in jnana. So nothing is impossible.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. That was so assuring. And I'm sure we all will want to make sincere efforts before the music stops. Let's grab our seats. Right, okay. Didi, can you comment on this? How can those of us who may have been started later in this path, will we be able to reach our destination in time?
Same question.
Same question.
Those who have come last have fortune of receiving everything refined. There are various methods of meditation. Yoga commentary, yoga experiments, Avyakt Murlis. Only thing one has to do is have clear aim and determination that I want to become Bap Sama, not allowing any carelessness, laziness, or subtle vices. Because in order to progress fast, one has to pay a lot of attention to oneself. Any deep-rooted subtle sanskars also to be removed. Follow Srimad completely. Murli listen and imbibe, churn. Amritvela, powerful. Having clear aim. And subtle impurities like worrying, fear, anger, bossiness, crying, getting upset, laziness, excuses, giving excuses, competition, comparison, all these we have to see that we are able to renounce. And just as Baba had unconditional love for everyone, we also should have unconditional love, respect, regard for everyone. So paying attention to the efforts that I have to follow Father, my thoughts, words, action should be like Brahma Baba, checking all the time, needs to be paid attention.
Thank you, Didi. Although the list of things we may have to renounce seems long, but I think in summary, if we were to focus on just being unconditional love, like what Didi said, and follow Father Brahma, I think we are on track. So let's move on to the next question. We still have a bit of time. Didi, can you describe two practices you have which move you most effectively towards Bap Saman? Two practices that moves you towards becoming Bap Saman. What are two practices you have?
Mainly paying attention to be soul conscious all the time. That's the main important thing, because that's our deep-rooted body consciousness has been our deep-rooted sanskar, which we have to remove. And secondly, following Srimad accurately, not allowing Manmat, because it's very easy to follow Manmat or allow old sanskar, but I have to see that I am following Srimad accurately.
Thank you, Didi. That was very clear.
Well, about me, I can say that two practices which have moved me most effectively towards Bab Saman, I can say is that one of them is whenever the seniors or Baba or any elderly one, I mean the seniors, they tell me to do anything, I never say no. This has been my practice right from the beginning. Very many times Dadiji used to say that, now from here you have to go there. Okay, Dadi. You have to do this. Okay, Dadi. So never even once I would question, why, Dadi? Why you want me to do? Why should I do? So this question of why never came in my mind. Whatever senior said, yes, Dadi. Yes, Dadi. Yes. This has been my sanskar right from the beginning. This is why I've been able to win the hearts of the seniors. You know, otherwise very often we question. We try to even sometimes use our own manmat. But then Baba says, don't use your own manmat, because what seniors want you to do or think of you, they know better. Probably I would not know better about myself than what my seniors would know about me. So never say no for anything. If I am saying no, it is like, losing my fortune. And if I am ready for whatever the seniors tell me, even if I don't know, but if Baba tells me, Dadis tell me, that means Baba gives the strength to me to do it. So where is the question of saying no? And the second most important question, important thing is that whatever you do, do it from the heart. Do it effectively. Don't do half-heartedly. You know, don't do it without your inner feelings. So this was a blessing which Baba used to give me all the time. Whenever I would meet Avyak Bab Dada, Baba would give me the same blessing. You are a tireless server. You are a tireless server. You serve from the heart. And those who serve from the heart, they affect the hearts. And those who serve only from the head, they affect only the heads. And if they affect just the head, they go out of the head. But if you serve from the heart, it will touch the hearts, and then the hearts will surrender. So this is your speciality. Baba used to tell me this. So I think these are my two specialities which have made me move forward.
Thank you, sharing. Thank you for sharing these secrets with us. Okay, we like to ask you something. Have you found anything within yourself, maybe in the past, that has slowed down your progress? Anything in the past?
That has slowed you down.
That slowed your progress.
Yeah.
Yes, for yourself.
I would say, in general, not personal, if somebody is not having balance of self-service and service of others, because most of the Brahmins, they are so enthusiastic to do other service, but they don't pay attention to self-service, naturally, that will slow down their progress.
Okay, So I take that is one caution that Didi wants to give us, balance between service and self-progress. Shiluben, can you share with us if there's anything at all that may have slowed down your progress?
Well, not actually in a physical way or even otherwise, but maybe physical health sometimes or some lokic responsibilities which made me be away, like when my mother was sick and I had to be with her. I didn't want to, but then Daddy said, no, you have to be with her. So I had to leave Madhuban and stay with her in the hospital. And for 1 month I was away from Baba's service, from Baba's home, and my own physical problems also. So maybe little physical problems kept me away from Baba's seva. But then in that too, I did feel that although I'm not serving verbally or not serving through actions, but my service through mind was always there. But then I did feel that I'm not on the service field. So that kept me away for some time. But then I came back and then everything becomes all right.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Shilu. Okay, maybe we'd like to ask you for some suggestions, Shilu Ben. In addition to daily Murli, what suggestions do you have for us seeing the times, the current time?
So in daily Murli, of course, is a must for everyone. But along with that, seeing that time is so short, we have to always pay attention to ourselves. And our time, our money, our breath, our thoughts, they are so important for us. They are really a true treasure, and that we have to preserve, we have to maintain, we should not lose them. So our thoughts are so precious. Let my thoughts not be such which go a waste. Let my breath not go a waste. Let my money not go a waste, because it is Baba's money. Let every moment be used in a worthwhile way. So not to lose anything in a wastage way, that is the most important thing we have to do now, because time is very short. So don't while away your time in waste gossip. Don't while away your breath in other things, minor things. Even if some problems come, just overlook them or rise above them. Baba says, if you rise above, then those problems will become down. So let go and let Baba take care. So we use the word let go and let God. And Baba says, give your problems to me. Give your burdens to me. So this is what we should do. In this way, we'll be able to really gallop fast as time is running short.
Thank you for those timely words of caution. And Didi, do you have any suggestions for us?
Together with Baba's Murli, what one needs to do is pay attention to have constant remembrance. Because we do sit for our routine meditation, Amrit Vela, Murli, before Murli, evening Murli, but one needs to pay constant attention. That Baba says you have to be always in remembrance. And that attention has to be paid in order to be ever ready. Because you never know what will happen when it happens. So we have to be ever ready. Any time we may lose the breath and die. So I should be dying in Baba's remembrance.
Thanks for that, Didi. That was a real good warning. One last question. Very simple question. Didi, can you go first? How do you make this journey easy? We always want a shortcut, right? So, can you give us a simple tip?
To to make the journey easy, we have to keep holding Father's hand and maintain zeal and enthusiasm. Never think, oh, it's too difficult, or I'm too tired, or oh, this problem, that problem. No. Baba is with me. Everything is easy. Everything will be okay. So having such positive thoughts, enthusiasm, and Baba's company.
That really summarizes everything. Srila Ben, would you like to add on to it? How can we make our journey easy?
To make everything easy, just be double light. Double light, as Baba says. Let anything come. Baba is there with me, as Didi said. This is very, very important to understand that I am not alone. Usually we become very heavy, you know, because you feel you're alone, you have to do everything, you have to do this, you have to do that. No, Baba is with me. Baba will do it. I just hand over to Baba. Like Brahma Baba had to take care of so many things, but then how he used to remember drama, how he used to remember that is Baba's work, it's not my work. So how Brahma Baba really paid attention and made his efforts easy, how he moved forward so fast because of these two things. And therefore, Baba will do it. I have to just remember Baba. I have to give my burden to Baba. And I have to be double light. So this attention should be there all the time. Because of too much of waste thoughts, usually we become heavy. So we should never be heavy. Of course, we have to stay busy, but busy and easy. And we can see how our dadis are. Our Didi also, although she is so busy, so much to do, but she has always time for everyone. So busy and easy is the best thing we can do to make things go easy.
Thank you very much for sharing such wonderful points. I'm sure all of you will be thinking, okay, the last question was the best, right? The easy way to become Bab Saman. So we'd like to put hands together to thank Didi and Srila Ben. And we are just about to start our gift ceremonies.